Good morning, everyone. Harry asked me to give testimony, and I'm kind of a new Christian. I've been a Christian all my life, but not a faithful Christian all my life until a couple of years ago. And I didn't really know what I was going to say this morning, and I'm trying to work my way through it. I appreciate your patience. I was brought up in the Episcopal Church. I always felt I was doing things by rote and not by faith. I knew all the prayers, the creeds, but only words and not necessarily the meaning of these words. My parents, who were both very active, involved in the church, gave me a good, strong moral upbringing and an understanding of giving back to the community through community service. I think this stood me well as I wandered through life. As I grew into and out of my teenage years, I drifted away from organized religion. But I never really renounced or stopped believing in Jesus Christ or God. I just didn't acknowledge them in my life on a daily basis. I always felt I was living a good moral life. I felt that was should be good enough to keep me out of hell, which is not really a very high expectation. On several occasions, God would pull me back. When I was about 14 or 15 years old, I was out on a Boy Scout outing, and we visited a local church. At the end of the service, the pastor did an altar call and invited people forward who had received the Holy Spirit that day. I responded, went down to the altar, and was warmly greeted by the pastor and the congregation. On another occasion, when I was in the Army and stationed in Saigon, I was moved to attend the local Anglican church. Unfortunately, I only went through a few times. Can't remember why I stopped. I guess the message just was not that compelling, or maybe I wasn't ready to receive it. I feel that God never gave up on me. I just didn't heed his calling. That is until a couple of years ago. I came to realize there was something missing, a void that was not being fulfilled in my daily life. Joan found a TV evangelist, Kenneth Copeland. She would save his programs for me, and we would watch them together when I got home. His message and those of his guest teachers really started to resonate with me. I came to realize that I was not in control, but there is a greater force that was influencing how I conducted my life. That is, if I would submit to it. Since then, I've been struggling daily with turning my life over to the will of God and to do his bidding on a daily basis. It's getting easier and easier every day to do so. Although I never thought of myself as a bad person or an evil person, I do see how my life has changed by allowing God to guide me. Joan and I visited many churches looking for a house of worship where we were comfortable with this message and style of worship. The first time we attended Covenant, which is actually in this room, it was like we had found what we had been seeking. Everyone was friendly, inviting. We were both struck by the quality of the music, and to put the cherry on top of the sundae, it was the quality of the worship team of RB and Harry that sealed the deal. And for this, I thank God every day. In the 14th chapter of John, in the 6th verse, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And I hope to be there.